So I was 10 when I dreamed of having my own school one day, and there was a problem. I ranked far below my peers on just about every academic standard, math, reading, writing. And so to fix this, my mother threw me into an after-school tutoring program where I spent the next months and years and afternoons and evenings reading really dry texts and completing endless multiple choice questions. And still, my grades in school improved a little bit, but in my brain, nothing changed. My thoughts still exploded into millions of images and patterns every time I opened my mouth, and I could not transcribe them into words fast enough. I would say after 30 years, 20 of which I spent teaching students communication all around the world, I decided I should research why my brain works so differently than everyone else's. Late one night, I came across the word neurodivergent for the first time. And just by looking at the word, I knew that this word was going to explain everything that I had ever thought was wrong with me. And I was right. But I also learned that I wasn't broken and that I wasn't alone. There were millions of people who recalled their memories in cinematic montages and sequenced their thoughts like topographical maps, just like me. Several months later, I started a research project called Homeroom, where I interviewed people on all six inhabitable continents to ask about their education journeys, to see if there actually was a single right answer to the way we should be thinking, learning, and growing. And after over 100 hours of qualitative information and identifying common denominators and collaborating with people all over the world on metrics that could be inclusive of more diverse learners and thinkers, I learned that there isn't a single standard. Last year, I was accepted into a graduate program to continue this research at an Ivy League school, something that my teachers, my family, and therefore me, could have never imagined for someone who was slower than their peers. And I realized that sometimes your greatest liability can become your greatest asset. And it is with this philosophy that will guide my school one day. Thank you.